I'm doing here, but I'm going to do it.
Okay, so it is true. I like men. I'm going to leave it at that. Talking about my financial situation, I've always been able to take control of things. And when I was 19, I graduated from a very small high school in Michigan and decided that I was going to apply to college and maybe work that angle. But I got pregnant and worked another angle. I got a job in the mortgage industry. And I worked my tail off and made a lot more money than all of my friends who went to school for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. Preparing closing documents and managing mortgage departments and handling retail sales. And it was a great thing. And when I got divorced, I decided that I was done with Michigan. It just really wasn't going anywhere. My father had lost his job in the Motor City, and I had talked to a few people in DC and Maryland, and here I am. I got a great job, and I have been in the mortgage business for 19 fabulous years. Okay, the last two have not been so fabulous, but 19 fabulous years. So I have 3 children, and I am a single mother, and I like to project to them that I can handle anything. I can do it myself. I don't need a man, but I do want a man. So anyway, I always make sure that they have the same phone that their best friend has, and they've got, you know, their UGG boots in every different color, and I may have spent more than I should have during the good times because they're gone. So, about January 2005, I would go to work at the mortgage company. I'd be there and I'd be making my calls, and Friday would come around and there would be no paycheck. Okay, that happened once, and I thought, yeah, I had a bad week. Get in here earlier, make a few more phone calls, okay. No paycheck for about 7 Fridays in a row. So my girlfriend and I, Whitney, she's a hoot. She said, you know, you've got some things you could do here. You are OCD. You could clean. You could strip. I mean, that's another topic here. What will you and what won't you do for money? Changes. It definitely changes in the year 2008. I won't strip, okay. I swear to God, I won't. But we did say, we like briefly said, maybe you could clean for people or at least organize. So after going to work about 6 weeks, 40 hours away from my kids and never getting that paycheck, I did. I went on Craigslist and I put an ad in. It was like July or August. And I said, hey, cleaning lady, will clean, very organized. I typed it all in. And the next morning, my phone rang off the hook. And I was terrified. Women wanted me to come to their house and clean it. I don't like to clean my own house, but I do it. So I did it. I told my 16-year-old daughter at the time, I said, you know what? Saturday morning, you and me, we're going to go clean. So we did. We went over to this woman's house, and we cleaned her house. We cleaned the shit out of her house, I got to tell you. And this place was fabulous. And I gave my daughter $50, and she was like, Mother, you just paid me $50. I was like, yeah, I did. She's like, it takes me, 12 hours to make $50 waiting tables. I was like, that's right. This is our new thing. When you're 50, you'll be the empire. So we have been cleaning houses for about 1.5 to 2 years. Clean bee cleaning, if anybody cares. That's me. So I didn't really know what I was doing, but I did. I think I got drunk one night, and I put an ad on Craigslist. And I got some answers. People wanted their houses clean. So now I have this book of about 80 clients that I clean for on a monthly basis. And I was still, trying to work the mortgage thing. It was my bread and butter my entire life, and I haven't made a penny in 2 years. But I do. I care about the mortgage business, so here I am. Okay, so I still clean, and most of my cleaning referrals were from mortgage clients. And do they have any money right now? No. So, all right, so I do lose some cleaning clients here and there. They're in finance, they're in mortgage, they're in real estate sales. So I keep having to, you know, re-up. I lose one, I gather one. So, you know, it's cyclical. I really work it. And if I could pour my heart into it, I think I could really do well with the cleaning business. I want to be the next Mary Maid, but I will be the Queen Bee Cleaning Maids. But what happened was I've got three girls who work for me, and someone else who was in mortgage said, Jen, I'm back in jewels. Oh my goodness, you wouldn't believe it. Okay, so here's my new gig. Have you heard it? Okay, wait, I know you've all heard it. Cash for gold. Have you seen the commercials? Please tell me you have, because if you haven't, I'm in trouble. Okay, so I've got the mortgage business, you know, struggling along. I'm going to keep my license. Houses, we all have to live in them. They've got to come back sooner or later, right? So I'm going to keep my mortgage license. But so I'm cleaning houses and scrubbing toilets, and I empty a litter pan here and there. Who would think you would empty someone else's litter pan for money? I will, okay? I have three kids to support. But besides that, this guy said, they need money. So every weekend now, I sit in a hotel, and people come in, and they pop off their gold, and they set it in front of me and say, wife bought me this last Christmas. She left me last Christmas. And, you know, we put it on the scale. We tell them what it's worth. And they're happy or they're not so happy. But they get what they want. It's a funny business. Like I said, the cleaning thing has gone around and around. And now the gold thing has gone around and around. People come in. They want to give up very cherished items, things that their mothers left to them. And our policy is this. If you wear it, or if you care about it, we don't buy it. If it's something that you don't cherish, we don't buy it. You know, we're going to take it off your hands if it means nothing to you. So we have seen everything from parents wanting to pay for college books, to people want to fill their tank of gas, to people wanting to pay an electric bill. Some people want to go Christmas shopping, but we have seen it all this year, and it kind of has come full circle. The mortgage business, everybody needs help. The cleaning business, the people who were begging me to come over every week can now only afford once a month. The people who had every stone on their finger, every jewel on their wrist, they're now selling it to me so that they can provide Christmas, Hanukkah, you know, Thanksgiving dinner for their families. I think it all goes around in a big circle. And the one thing that I walked away from all of this behind me is that my children have learned that a dollar is not easily made. Maybe for a short period of time, it comes easy. But sooner or later, you're going to pay for that dollar. And my 7-year-old, my 13-year-old, and my 18-year-old have changed their tone when on Friday night they ask me for a $20 bill, because they see me clean, they see me burn myself on gold, and they see me waste away hours in a mortgage company trying to keep it going. So it's provided a very hard-learned lesson to my children, but we're going to make it. That's the ultimate story here for me. Whether I'm working 3 jobs or 10, I am going to make it.